Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Just like that, it is hour number two, Garden America, for this Saturday morning. And to our friends on the East Coast, 7 minutes after the hour, it is a good afternoon. 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, also John, GardenAmerica.com, and Facebook Live as we continue to stream our live broadcast. Waiting to hook up with Lance Walheim, who is this hour's guest. John has an email that is more in line with Lance and what we'll be discussing today. Container gardening, right, Tiger?
Yep, that's what we're going to be talking about.
You know what? It's Justus von Liebig.
Justus von Liebig?
The father of...
He was the one who first... he was one of the first people to promote the use of inorganic fertilizers in agriculture. Couldn't remember his name. But now
I'm trying to remember the name.
Justus.
Oh, Justus.
Justus von Liebig.
Von Liebig.
Oh, Justus von. Okay, good. Nice German. Duh. Nice German gentleman.
German. I think he was English, though. I think it was in England. So there you go.
So there's this week's history lesson.
Yeah. Brought to you by John Bagnasco.
So last hour he talked about Jekyll, and the bench. Could you take a test on that Tiger this hour?
Was it the Ludwig bench?
No, Lutyens.
Lutyens.
That's close.
Lutyens.
Nice round bench that we see, the high garden bench.
Yeah. Hey, did you look at the newsletter, the Did You Knows?
I read Sharon's article. I looked at, you posted a picture of my rose. That was a surprise. Thank you. Wedding bells?
Wedding bells, yeah.
Yeah. I did not. Give us a little rundown.
Well, I thought you would like that. I actually thought about you. I thought this is something Brian would like. Because it was little trivia tips, since it's summertime, about tropicals. And
I do like tropicals.
And I thought the first one was interesting because it said that only 7% of the Earth's dry land surface is rainforest, but it's the home to 50% of the world's plants and animals.
That's a heck of a statistic.
Yeah.
7% versus 50.
Right.
All crammed in that one little area. And I would imagine that 7% is getting smaller and smaller all the time, which is sad.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily true, but you need to...
Somehow it gets political
here.
Yeah,
you're always the skeptic.
You always need to... You do need to be conservative. I mean, they cut down a lot of the rainforest, so... And plants use carbon dioxide and give off oxygen, so we don't want to cut down all the rainforest.
And we give those plants that carbon dioxide. Yes,
yeah.
We do. Hey, I believe our good buddy Lance Walheim is locked and ready to go, Tiger.
All right. So this weekend, we're going to be talking with Lance Walheim about container gardening and some of the products that maybe are going to make it easier for you to be successful at container gardening. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're having wonderful. A great weekend right now. It's beautiful here in sunny San Diego. How about for you?
It's a little bit warm up here, and I'm sorry I missed John's party. I'm still waiting for that invitation.
Must have gotten lost in the mail. You know the mail service nowadays.
Yeah, we were wondering where you were, Lance. We thought you were dissing us.
It's probably not much further a drive for you than it is for Brian and Tucker.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Lance, where exactly are you in California?
I'm in outside of Exeter, which is just off of Highway 198 as you're going up to Sequoia National Park.
Okay, and you said that you're feeling the heat as well as we have down here in San Diego.
Oh, we've had 3 days of over 107, and I think at least a week of over 100. So it's been pretty brutal. And you guys were talking about, we've had up and down weather. You know, we had, in May, we had, temperatures over 100 followed by temperatures barely into the 70s. And you guys were talking about fruit drop and things. We've seen some really excessive fruit drop in the citrus this year. So we'll see how that affects the crops.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing. I mean, whenever you're a grower of any kind of orchard, you know, one of the biggest things that you're going to watch out is the fruit drop, and it could be caused by, you know, wind, rain, and heat. And, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do to control that besides having a nice, strong, healthy plant. You know, so when it comes to container gardening, though, and this heat, there's a couple things that people need to think about. I mean, you know, watering. Because you're using a potting soil, which is a good drainage.
I was just wondering, before we got into container gardening, if we could let Lance answer that email question.
Oh, yeah, let's go for it.
Because it's on a completely different subject than container gardening, then we won't have to interrupt him. Lance, okay. This question says, whoops, sorry about that.
Is that a question or comment coming in, John?
I don't know. Probably a telemarketer. The question is, my mom has a house in Bayview, Idaho, and she has four very large pine trees on it. And an arborist came to the door and said that she has beetles in her trees, and that for $100 per tree, he would shoot a substance into the cambium layers of the trees, and it would seal the holes and fix the problem, but it has to be done once a year. Can you tell me if this is valid, or should she have the trees removed? These trees are huge, so I'm assuming that the removal would be very costly. Any information
right.
would be helpful, and thank you for your time and effort.
Yeah, a lot of people around the West are having problems with various types of bark beetles on pine trees, and imidacloprid, which is probably, there are some other products as well, active ingredients, which can be injected into the tree at the crown of the tree. And when trees are that big, that's probably the best way to apply it, especially if they're really valuable trees. They can be effective, but the larger the tree is, it's more of a suppression kind of thing. So if they're at that price, it's probably worth doing. Bear Advanced Tree and Shrub Protectant Feed is also labeled for suppression of bark beetles, but when you get to those trees, so it's that high, it's going to take a long time to get that material up there, and the taller the trees are, you know, the more difficult it is to control. So if this person is a certified arborist and that's what they're recommending, then I would say if the trees are valuable, it's worth doing. Hopefully the bark beetles won't already have been there. You know, they're really attracted to drought-stressed trees, so anything you mm-hmm. can do to make sure that they're getting enough water is going to be important. Just, you know, double-check with a certified arborist if that's not what you've got.
All right, and he was correct, though, that it's something that has to be done every year?
That's correct. That's correct. There's actually another product out there that arborists can sometimes use, which can last a little bit longer, but I'm not sure how effective that is against the bark beetle.
Got it. All right. Tiger, now you can talk about planting your containers.
Yeah, container gardening.
I think Lance was on a roll there. So Lance, what were some of the things you wanted to mention this weekend about container gardening? And, you know, you know, things that people need to consider right now?
Well, I can tell you that, like a lot of gardeners, I have a lot of potted plants. And when the temperature gets up to 107 for a couple days, I'm spending a lot of time with my pots. So, you know, I like to, I have a little side area where I stage everything, and then when they're in bloom, I bring them out to the patio and things. But, you know, some of the things I've been looking at, you know, it's basically one thing is breakdown of the potting soil in the pot. You know, over time, the potting soil breaks down. It's organic matter. And what happens is before you know it, you've got a pot that's only half full of soil. So that's something you need to correct when you're really going through some hot weather. I mean, I've got a dahlia out here that I have to water about every 4 hours when the temperature's that high. You know, other things that can happen is the plants can get root bound. Obviously, that's a problem. You need to transplant them up. I often get the roots plugging the drainage holes. My staging area is over soil, so as I water, that water goes into the soil and the roots will come out of the drainage holes and actually go into that soil. So when I move them to stage them out, you know, up front or on the patio, wherever, the holes are clogged. So I'm always checking for that because that can be a real problem. You can drown the plants. You know, all the thing that happens when you're watering is the root ball, as it dries out, it pulls away from the sides of the pot. And so the first time that you run by it with the hose, all the water goes down the side. The root ball doesn't get wet. So that's something you really need to watch out for. Materials, too. You know, I am a person that really doesn't like to buy a lot of plastic.
Hey, Lance, let's hold off right there. We're going to take a break. We got the music signaling a break. Hold that thought. We'll come back with Lance Wallheim. And again, questions at 855-424-9825. You can also email John. That's john@gardenamerica.com or right there on Facebook Live. We'll do our best to answer your questions. As I said, break coming up. Got to come back with Lance Wallheim from Bayer, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox here on the Garden America Radio Show. Stay with us.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest price, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Buying Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Thank you for joining us. It is 22 minutes after the hour. Brian Main, John Vignesco, Tiger Palafox here on Garden America. Lines open at 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. And, of course, we're speaking with our good friend Lance Walheim, representing Bayer this morning, Tiger. And didn't mean to interrupt him, but we had to go to a break.
Yeah, and right before the break, he was about to get into the products when it came to container gardening. But he mentioned an important thing that happens in pots when, I would say, not to throw anybody under the bus, but when you have kind of inexpensive potting soils that usually contain large amounts of peat, when it dries out, it shrinks up just like a sponge would shrink when it dries out. And it's hard soil, and when you first water, it falls down the sides of the pot and right out the bottom. So people think, oh, I've watered my plant, but none of that water really absorbed. And it's a common thing, especially in hanging baskets and in pots that have kind of inexpensive potting soil in them. So Lance, you know, that's something that happens to people all the time. You know, like you're saying, oh, it's a hot day. People water, you know, often, and they feel they're watering the plants, but they're really not. So what are some things that people can do to combat that problem?
Well, one of the most important things to do is when you're watering, you know, make a couple passes. Allow the water to soak in and let that root ball expand a little bit, and then come back and hit it again. Make sure that you're wetting that entire root ball. And a good way to check is just to kind of tilt the pot up, because as it gets wetter, it'll get heavier. You can stick your finger in it, or you can use some of those moisture sensors you can buy. But, I mean, you can really tell a lot just by tipping the pot. Occasionally, you know, I don't in general like to use too many catch pans, but in the middle of the summer, the water can accumulate in the catch pan below the pot and then be soaked right back up into the root ball. That helps a heck of a lot, too. You just don't want the pot standing in water. You know, I've even gone to the point of when I had some really root-bound pots to drill holes in the top of the root ball so just so the water could get in there when, you know, until I had a chance to actually transplant it. Another choice is to go with drip irrigation. You know, they've got these great timers out there now that hook to a hose bib, so you can easily set up a timer that has a couple different circuits on it, put in some drip irrigation, and really water those pots on a slow basis and let those root the root ball really get wet. So that's a good thing. You know, but when it gets hot, it is tough. I'll often take my pots, and if they're in the sun, I'll move them into a little shady area while it cools down. I'll often group pots so that the sun is not blasting on the side of the pots. Of course, transplanting is very important. You know, when it comes to, you know, we talk a lot about fertilizing. Containers have to be watered so often. You leach a lot of the nutrients out of there. they need to be fertilized often too. I like to fertilize at least once a month, sometimes twice a month. But when it's hot like this, you really got to be careful. Well, you don't want to be fertilizing a dry plant because that's going to burn it. So you have to be careful for that. And I happen to be a fan of using, I have a lot of citrus in pots, so I like to use a fertilizer that has the micronutrients in it, the iron, zinc, and the manganese, and to do it on a regular basis. And then, of course, Bear Advance has some products that can be used on container plants. We have the tree and shrub protectant feed is labeled for containers. We also have the plant spikes, which gives you fertilizer and a insect protection. So we have many options for that, and people can get that information at bearadvance.com. One thing I did, I was thinking a little bit more about the gentleman with the beetles in the tree, and I would suggest that he get in touch with his local cooperative extension just to make sure that we know exactly what kind of pest he's got, and they can make recommendations as well.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, a lot of local sources out there for in some of those epidemics, you know, are regional, and so your best source is a local co-op that'll be able to kind of tell you what's going on.
There's bark beetles, there's different types of borers, and different products are effective, at different degrees for different types of insects. So it's important to be able to identify the right pest.
Mm-hmm. And we do have a question also for you from one of our listeners regarding roses that maybe you can help us out with.
Yeah, Lance, we got a question on Facebook Live from Betty. She used to live in San Diego, grew roses all the time. Now she's in northern Arizona, which, of course, unlike the southern part of Arizona, gets very cold in the wintertime. It does snow. Very different climate. How about some tips for Betty growing roses at an altitude of about 6,000, 7,000 feet?
Yeah, it sounds like she's up by Flagstaff. Great area, but she's right. Definitely a different climate than where she's been. And winter protection is going to be important. I'd go to the local Rose Society and get the recommended varieties from them, and then I'd be very careful about the winter protection. You know, sometimes the simplest way to protect the roses is just to mound soil over the crown of the plant, and that will provide enough protection. I'd also check into some of the hardy varieties. You know, there's some excellent hardy varieties that are grown on their own roots that won't need winter protection, even in cold climates like Flagstaff. So if she Googles cold hardy varieties, she should be able to get some good ones there. What do you think, John?
Well, there's the Dr. Brownell, who bred a whole line of roses known as Sub-Zero or hardy mm-hmm. roses that are, for the most part, are hardy all the way into Minnesota.
Right.
You can look at any of the roses that he's produced, which are pretty easy to get through mail order. And your point about going with own root roses, because one of the problems with roses in really cold climates is if they do freeze to the graft, to the bud union, then that rose is
dead. You're done.
But if it's an own root rose and it does freeze to the ground, it can come back up and still be your original variety without the rootstock coming up and going wild. So those were good tips.
A lot of the landscape roses or the shrub roses that are so popular these days are grown on their own roots, and it sure saves a lot of trouble if you've ever had to get on your hands and knees and cut off some of those suckers.
Yeah, we also had a question from your dad, Tiger.
What was that? Uh-oh.
He was asking why you're not at the nursery, because he needs someone to ring register.
Yeah.
No, he wanted to know if there was any comment on Weeks Rose for next year, the Frida Kahlo rose. Frida Kahlo was a Mexican artist, a surrealist, and there's a rose named after her. And I haven't grown it myself, but I have seen it in the fields. And it's a striped rose with striped orange, red, and kind of soft tones.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is the foliage is a really dark green.
Mm.
It's a floribunda rose, so lots of blooms, and they look really nice against the dark foliage. So,
And hey, Lance, we've got to go into a break here.
Seller.
A break in about 30 seconds. We'll bring you back. We'll wrap things up and discuss a couple of items and see if we have any more questions, Lance. So do stay with us as we continue. Last chance to talk to Lance or ask a question pertaining to roses, just about anything in terms of container gardening this morning at 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com and, again, Facebook Live as we continue. We've got about 30 minutes to go on this Saturday morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Brian Main along with Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. We are going to step aside, coming right back on your Saturday.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use smart fares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Minutes after the hour, we're going to wrap things up with Lance Walheim. Great information. One of our favorite people. Great guest, Tiger, as we say goodbye, but wrapping things up, of course, as well.
Yeah, Lance, is there anything else you want to mention right now as far as, you know, our topic of container gardening or kind of going into the summer, anything people need to consider?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's about doing multiple things right. I know that John's got a lot of container plants, especially roses and things. I haven't grown the Frida Kahlo rose yet, but I do hear it grows better if you stick pins and needles in the soil.
Yep, she's the surrealist.
Yeah, you know, I think you just have to be on top of the containers. People will get an idea, and the plants will certainly tell them if they're not doing it right. Sticking your finger in and tilting the pots, repotting whenever you can is always important. And we've got some great information about growing in containers also at bearadvance.com.
All right. By the way, speaking of roses, Bob Martin said to say hello to you.
Oh, he did. Great. I haven't seen Bob in ages, but I hope to get to see him soon.
Yeah, well, you know, he is going to be the new president of the American Rose Society, and it's going to be inducted.
Really?
In October of next year at the National Convention. Is going to be here in San Diego, and they're going to induct him as the new president.
Look at that.
Yeah, Bob is a great friend. It's been great help for me on my books, Roses for Dummies and many others.
All right. Yeah, he mentioned that he wasn't sure whether he should take it as a compliment that you asked him to help. or if because it was Roses for Dummies, you thought he was the perfect person.
I'll tell him
Bob
in person.
Bob can do it.
Okay.
Hey, Lance, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Have a good rest of the weekend.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
All right.
Well, 107 degrees.
You know what? You're constantly...
It's just too much.
Especially with pots. I know plants in general, but you're constantly watching every day. With that kind of heat?
You know, it hasn't been that hot here. When you guys came to my house at...
It was nice.
Perfect.
I think it had cooled down a little, but I think it was 90 that day, maybe 91.
Was it breezy? Because it didn't feel like that.
And no, not when you were there, but in the middle of the day. And I have on my porch, I've got a Brunfelsia that's in a big pot, and it's pretty much filled up that pot now. And when it gets that hot, I can water it, and it'll still wilt.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he was saying.
He's
every couple of hours, he's watering something.
It's just too much. Speaking of too much, we got an email from Cliff in Cathedral City who mentioned it was how
119
degrees. 119 degrees. Cathedral City's near
Palm Springs,
right,
California.
Next to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, what do you do when it's that hot?
You do nothing. or you sit by misters along the pool. That's what you do. You know, it's off season.
Nothing sounds good to me.
So if you want to go to Palm Springs or that area, hotels are cheaper.
Oh yeah,
because of this time of the year. But not as cheap as they used to be. Because people,
I know. Remember, they used to be such good deals.
Well, yeah. Now they got the idea. Well, a lot of people want to come here this time of year because it's a little cheaper. So we'll just raise the rates a little bit and just go from your hotel room to the pool and back and eat and back again and mm-hmm. just stay indoors. Yeah. What do you do? It sucks the life right out of you. It really does.
We've got our friend Steve in Simi Valley sent an email.
Wait, I want to know how hot it is in Simi Valley.
He doesn't say, but it says...
Come on, Steve, let us know.
Hello, John, Brian, and Tiger. I just wanted to say aloha.
Uh-oh.
I have some plumerias ready to open, which I guess is why the aloha.
The aloha, sure.
Yeah. He wanted you to know his plumerias are getting ready to open.
Well, send us some pictures, Steve, of your plumerias or anything else you have growing up there. Now, there's somebody who's got to keep on top of it. Simi Valley, mm-hmm. northern part of L.A.
Been really hot up there recently, too. Now, next week in San Diego, anyway, the temperature's supposed to be in the 70s again.
Yeah, it's supposed to be real nice again.
Beautiful.
Even inland.
And then we'll ramp up for August.
Yeah.
Rick in Monrovia wants to know, when is the best time to prune camellias?
3 o'clock this afternoon.
Starting to get a little bit late, but you can still prune them. You only want to prune camellias during the growing season,
right,
which is now, because pretty soon they'll start setting buds. And you don't want to prune them after the buds have been set, otherwise you're cutting off the flowers.
And not only that, kind of like what we were mentioning with the avocados, because camellias are kind of more sensitive plants, if you do prune back a lot and it goes into the hot months, you're going to open up some of the plant, and I've seen it happen where people prune it, and then it's hot, and then those sensitive parts that kind of had that hard shell get burnt. You get little, like, cigarette, almost looks like somebody took a cigarette and put it on the leaf where they get sunburn, and, you know, some branches will sometimes die if you prune it in the heat of the summer.
I think I told you guys before we started the show that I have to move some camellias today, and I'm going to move, I think, we've got five that have to be, because they're in a bed where I'm raising the level of the soil by adding about 6 inches, maybe even 10 inches in a couple parts. And
that's why the soil's being brought in?
Yeah. And if I put that around the trunks of the camellias, they'll die.
Right.
So my only choice is to dig up the camellia and raise it. But how
are they going to like that being moved?
Well, I mentioned that I've only moved 4 camellias in my life, and all 4 of them died after I moved them. So I don't know if it'll be easier. I'll try to get as big a root ball as possible, but camellias don't like being moved.
Much like a ficus.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, well, ficus will drop their leaves, but then they'll come back.
It depends. They get cranky. I've got a ficus outside the door that's decided to grow about maybe 3 feet, and that's it. And gets very cranky, opposed to the one that's next to it, which
that's rooted into the ground. You know, you've got to move.
I can't move it. There's no way to move that.
No, you have to move.
Oh, I know.
Because
don't let anybody know that. That's your
right.
Truth.
You know, somebody the new tenants moved in upstairs, and the guy, I said, so why? He goes, oh, I love the ficus. He goes, do you mind every now and then if I maybe trim it just a little bit? I go, you know what? You do what you want because it's encroaching on your area upstairs. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. This thing, if it was going to die, would have died a long time ago. It's fine because that trunk is like, it's pretty big. And you're right. It went right through the pot, right into the ground.
But you know, in Cambodia, they've got those temples that they discovered not that long ago at Angkor Wat where the forest had overtaken the city. And you've got ficus trees growing out of buildings, and they had to cut all that out to find the buildings and expose the buildings. But that's what's going to happen to your condo. Really, that ficus is just going to grow into the side of it. It'll pull out the walls. Yep. I'm not kidding.
You're going to have a bathroom problem. Be like, what's that?
You're looking at me like, am I teasing you?
No, I'm not.
I'm not teasing you.
I'm worried now because you're saying that root system's going to go down and under.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
A crack foundation.
That have you been to
I should take
Balboa
it out. Should
Park?
Should I take it out?
Have you been to Balboa Park and seen that ficus over there?
You know what? I went to your house last week and saw the size of your ficus in the backyard.
But the one that was near the house I took out, remember?
So if I just cut it, just like...
Just cut the roots.
Cut the roots? I can't even bend the pot over to get into the roots. I'm serious.
That's why I suggested moving. Just sell your condo as is.
walk away.
Well, is there so even if I if
it's
I,
just too close. I mean, it's yeah. it's inches from the house, right? How far is it exactly from the?
I would say 8 feet.
Oh, it is 8 feet from there.
Yeah,
from the wall.
Yeah, from my wall and the walls. Yeah, it's about 8 feet. Yeah. Absolutely.
If it's eight, I thought it was right up against the house.
No, it's not up against the house. It's a good 8 feet either way.
If it's 8 feet, it's probably okay.
But now I have pavers right there. Are the pavers going to start to come up?
Oh, yeah. You'll see them.
Maybe that's what's wrong with this one paver that's the closest to the ficus that's starting to crack. I've got my handyman coming over to replace the tile. Him and I are looking at it. But the problem is the tile is underneath a pole, which is supporting the stairway upstairs, and I'm figuring out how did they, because the tile was put in afterwards, wasn't part of the original plan, and I'm wondering how they were able to do that under this pole, which is a support beam for the stairs upstairs. So I got a lot of problems now, I've just realized. Started out to be such a nice morning.
Uh-oh. When I first moved into my house, there were three holes by the side of the house in the cement, in the sidewalk. Three, and they were put there on purpose. And in one of the holes was a dead, twisted juniper. So I think maybe somebody had put junipers or something in at the time. So I pulled that out, and I thought, you know, this would be great to put three queen palms, you know, one in each hole.
You know better, don't you?
Well, yeah, now the queen palms are gone, but even the queen palms, eventually all the sidewalk was cracking and coming up around them.
It is break time. One more segment coming up with your questions, comments on Facebook Live or John at GardenAmerica.com or 855-424-9825. We're coming right back 45 minutes after the hour.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh.
I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer. Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
All right, 52 minutes after the hour. Final segment, 8 minutes away from the top. Still time for questions, comments at 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. And thank you for your comments and a few questions this morning on Facebook Live.
You know, we did get a comment on Facebook that you said was from one of your friends that said, my roses seem to love it when I feed them spoiled buttermilk. And you thought maybe he was kidding.
But I'm thinking about the bacteria that's in there.
Well, there is an old use for buttermilk to spray, take spoiled buttermilk and mix a little either vinegar or lemon juice with it and then spray the roses to get rid of mildew and diseases and
things
like that.
How do you know when buttermilk is spoiled? It's spoiled to begin with, isn't it?
Like, you would think so.
It's like sour cream.
My mother used to drink buttermilk. I never ever could drink it.
I cannot. No. No. So. If you've got me hostage, that's what you're going to want to do to me. Feed me buttermilk because I cannot stand it.
Because you'll talk.
Yeah, I'll talk right away. No. How about you? Are you a buttermilk guy, Tiger?
I don't think I've ever had buttermilk.
Why don't you try that? Make that one of your...
I'll do that. That'll be a bucket list. I'll put it right at the bottom.
Yeah. No, do it. I want to know next week. Do it today. Buy a little.
Where do you even buy buttermilk from?
Anywhere.
Anywhere?
Yeah, at the supermarket.
Yeah.
You dip artichoke hearts in it. Boy, they're good like that.
That's called mayonnaise.
Now, I'm thinking, you know, because there's some things that I don't like by itself, but when you incorporate them, like you say, with artichoke hearts, you know, maybe that might taste okay. It's like
artichokes really should be eaten with olive oil. You have a little bowl of olive oil with salt, and if you're pulling apart your artichoke, you dip it in the olive oil. And that way you get the taste of the artichoke.
It doesn't disguise it like with mayonnaise.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's better for you because olive oil is good for you, where mayonnaise is not so much.
Gosh,
the best artichoke I've ever had was up in Napa Valley, and this was the first time I'd ever had it like this. So it was really inspiring to me. Was they boiled it, they cut it in half, and then they put salt and pepper and I think maybe some like oil and vinegar in it, and then they grilled it like that half.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And so it had a little bit of that kind of smoky charred taste, but then you didn't even need to dip any. You didn't need to dip the leaves in anything. You just ate it like that and had the salt, the pepper, and the oil and everything. It was amazing.
Well, if you want good art, now that we're on artichokes.
Yeah, let's talk about artichokes.
And, by the way, you remember who the artichoke queen was, right?
Raquel Welch? No, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Is it Watsonville? Is that the artichoke?
Castroville.
Castroville.
It's the artichoke capital.
It's, hold on, it's an actress, right?
Yes.
I do know this. Hold on. Okay, let's play the little hint game here. Go ahead, give me a hint.
She has the same initials as Mickey Mantle.
Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
Hey, good job.
Marilyn Monroe, that's right. Wasn't she Norma Jean back then or no?
Norma Jean Baker.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So anyway, I was going to say for Tiger in his area, his neck of the woods, if you want to taste the best artichokes you've ever had, go to Buono Fricetta over in Golden Hill.
Oh, have you eaten there?
No.
It's like eating in Italy.
Yeah.
Really?
It really is. Yeah, but get their artichokes. The artichokes are unbelievable.
It is legit. Even the waitresses, the cooks, they're all Italian.
Oh.
They speak Italian amongst each other, you know, after they take your order.
Uh-huh.
It is real deal.
That's cool.
Yeah. In fact, you and Sharon and Bruce turned me
on to that. Even their pizza oven came from Italy, right?
That's unbelievable. And it's close to you.
What's so special about their artichoke that makes it? Do they boil it? Do they grill it? Like I had mentioned, I mean,
I think it's kind of sautéed in olive oil in the pan, so it'll probably be similar to what you've had without the grilling black part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the I don't know what they use for spices. It's just phenomenal.
Good stuff. All right, I like myself a good artichoke.
Yeah,
tasty.
Yeah, they really are good. Back when things used to be good for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How's your taste? Anything coming around?
Always goes back to that.
I had a new development this week. Is now my saliva also tastes bad?
Okay, so
he's just going to walk around miserable.
Are we going to see you on some kind of medical show documentary here coming up in about a year?
I don't know.
Oh, man, that's got to be so horrible.
It's not horrible. You kind of get used to it.
Have some buttermilk.
I probably could. There's some things that, you know, I'm sure the audience wants to hear an update on my medical condition.
Sure they do. We're a big family here.
But there's something like some things smell so bad that I'm starting to get a headache just from the smell of them. And on the way over today, I stopped to get gas, and the smell of the gas.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Went like straight to my head. It was just.
I used to like the smell of gas. I'm not sure anymore.
My wife likes the smell of gas. She used to, when we were dating, and even when we were first married, she'd always want to go to my parents' house because their garage had a gasoline smell to it. Because my mom used to wash my dad's work clothes in gasoline.
Shannon, where are you going? I'll be in the garage for an hour.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the smells. I was out on a job site this weekend, and they were putting down a product called Forest Finds Mulch over all of the beds. And it has that really strong organic odor because it's just a mulch product. And it's funny because some people walked by it that were kind of residents. It was like an apartment complex, and they're like, oh, how long is this smell going to last? And I'm like, oh, give it a few days, it'll go down. Other people walked by, and they're like, I love this smell. It's earthy and natural. And it's, you know, everybody's got their own little opinion on, you know, different things and different smells.
I was reading something just this week on forest baths.
Forest baths.
Yeah, that a new thing is to walk into the forest with your clothes on, but just to have the scents and sounds of the forest kind of envelop you and give you a sense of well-being that you can't get just living in a city.
So what is it, a zen bath kind of?
Kind of, I guess. I don't know. I like being in a forest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just
as long as you can see the trees. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Got that right away.
Okay, that is going to do it. Thank you so much for the entire crew. I want to thank Brannon, Zach, and Jeremiah, the guys keeping us on the air. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Mayne. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us on Facebook Live, and we'll do it again next week, God willing, starting at 8 o'clock on the West Coast and 11 a.m. Eastern Time Zone. Until then, have a safe week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.